Thank you, Florida. Welcome to the Peter Gregory Foundation's fourth annual Orgy of Caring.
There's a lot wrong with that. A lot!
Thank you, Florida. It's Flo Rida.
I mean, he is from Florida, and he does ride flows.
And
hence, Flo Rida.
He's a Flo Rider, and that's... I'm going to be honest. It was a little bit into his career until I realized that. I'm going to go ahead and point
it... That he was from Florida, yeah. And he rides flows?
Yeah, yeah. And that Flo Rida, if you put the words closer together and eliminate the space...
Thank you, Florida.
Exactly. I don't point a thumb on that one. But Alex...
Like Herbie not knowing that Shock G and Humpty Hump were the same person?
I guess so. Yeah, sometimes ignorance finds you.
Shout out to Herbie.
Yeah.
Congratulations on getting married.
See? It's a beautiful thing.
Yep. Another score guy who upgraded. Like,
gotta do it.
Outkicked his coverage. Married a lawyer.
Gotta do it. Find somebody who lives life a hell of a lot better than you.
Yep.
That's a mandate. It's also our suggestion. And I think Alex Kuhn has already done it. I think he's already got somebody.
Oh, yeah. He's
all set up.
The young producers here have all, they've all fallen in line with that.
Mm-hmm.
Every single one of them is dating a woman that's better than them.
Alex Kuhn is our new official executive producer, announced today. Well deserved. Congrats, Alex. You have been doing a great job.
Let's go! Crowd wants Kuhn to get their wish.
Crowd really wanted him. They started cheering.
No relation, by the way.
No?
No relation that I know of.
You do come from a football family.
Yes, but not that of John Kuhn.
Okay.
I don't believe.
Go Bears.
So you saw Flo Rida, but you saw a White Sox game before. How did they handle this? I don't believe anyone was shot, and that is a win, I think, for the entire city.
Well, WCUB over here. Here it is again.
When it happened, it was in left field, right?
Just pointing out the facts.
It was left field bleachers.
That's where
I hung out, actually. That's really? Where I watched the entire game from.
You're a brave man.
No issues as far as that. There was a scuffle that... Yeah, we'll move past that.
Well, there's scuffles at ballparks all the time.
Yeah. There was a fight, and you texted us while the fight was going on.
It was, wow. Never seen one quite like that.
Okay, but. Keep going. No. Let's not jump to Flo Rida. Let's talk about what you saw.
Uh-huh.
So, two sections, some beers being thrown, ones getting... Nailing people in the side of the head.
Good Lord.
Yeah.
That's too bad.
And then the security guards trying to jump in, and it was
you got to be pretty angry or pretty rich or both to throw a full beer at somebody at a baseball game. I got to tell you that.
That's true.
Two women throwing haymakers at each other. That's what I saw.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yeah, it was
Was it like you're in the wrong seat? Was it over a man? Like,
see,
what?
I don't know. I was standing up on the concourse looking down at it.
What's your man got to do?
And then it kind of spilled up into the concourse near us. So I'm just.
Get out of here.
Yeah. It was.
We got to do better.
But the concert was awesome.
Yeah?
No issues there.
Why was the concert so awesome? How long was it? It was like a 25 minute set?
So. It was more like an hour because he would start to sing and then he'd stop and start talking.
About what?
I don't know.
Like self-help? Like
yeah, like telling the story of
travel plans.
About the song. And then he would talk about whatever and then he would sing the song, like continue the song.
That sounds like a rock show, but it sounds like a concert. But was it too much stopping? People do that. They do that sometimes.
Yeah, I mean, he did it a few times.
Wow, Alex, one of those get to the hits guys. Let's keep it moving.
Be more efficient, Flo.
I'm really critiquing this free concert and game. $17 to see a game and a concert.
Come on.
I can't complain too much.
That's a good value.
Yeah, it was great. It was a beautiful night. No, in all seriousness, it was a beautiful night. And I want to get out to Sox Park more this summer. We found out the news on Thursday that I was going to be getting this position, and I didn't get a chance to kind of enjoy because I was working a double that day, right. And then I worked on Friday, so very busy.
Already complaining.
I know. But sorry, you had to work after you got the news.
Moment I got to the ballpark, and it was right after Miguel Vargas scored. Was the moment I relaxed and kind of soaked it in and enjoyed everything. So I will never forget that night for many different reasons, including a Flo Rida concert.
But also a moment of like gratitude, yes. And exhaling and like, man.
That's outstanding.
That's beautiful. I'm a full-time radio producer on I don't mind saying it, pretty darn good show.
Kids got benefits now.
The best.
It's a game changer, man.
It changes your life when you get some benefits. Yeah. You're like, ooh, I don't have to be careful.
And any of like the health stuff that you've been wanting to do. You can get that knee replacement you've been needing,
yep.
You know?
Yep.
The breast augmentation, I think they cover some of that.
They do calf implants? They do that? No?
It should.
But I don't know. It's something about the ballpark.
Oh, the calf implants cover. Something about being at the ballpark.
Yeah, like you just, they're about being thing. There and reflecting. And enjoying the good times and being able to, like you were telling me the story about when you were coming back from your dad's funeral and being able to reflect on and process all of that while being at Wrigley Field. There is something magical about the ballpark, and we have two of the best here in Chicago.
We really do. We have two great ballpark experiences, and I went yesterday. That's beautiful stuff, Alex. I went yesterday, and I was just reminded again of how much fun it can be at Sox Park, man.
Yeah.
It was a tremendous, it was a beautiful day, even though there was like sun showers a little bit, like these weird sun showers
like
yesterday.
Right at the beginning of the game. They had that thunderstorm kind of violently went through, and then they were ready to go.
I mean, I rode the e-bike, you know, and I consider it the king bleep way to get to the ballparks in Chicago. And like riding through the neighborhoods, you know, through the South Loop and through Bridgeport and cutting over, going over by Cork, going between the parking lots and getting, and you can ride the e-bike right up to the gate and you go in.
So did you go South Loop to Bronzeville to Bridgeport?
Yes. Yes. I mean, it just a beautiful ride. And I get in there, and my friends were sitting up in the 500 section in the shade on a super hot day. They had done the research, and part of those sections are in the shade. And we're up there, and we were there in large part to hear Nancy Faust, our friend of the show, Nancy Faust, playing the organ on the south side. And it was so much fun sitting there with some pals who are like some of my baseball and music hybrid pals, sitting there and just like trying to figure out what Nancy was thinking as she dropped in snippet after snippet after snippet live on the organ. And
the way that her mind works, man.
But and the organ sounded so good. Props to the White Sox for having her back for six Sundays. I know there's at least one left, maybe two even left. Maybe is it three, but like they got a couple Sundays left, and she sounded great, and the Sox played well, man.
They played well this weekend against a very good Giants team.
Yeah, it was. They took two out of three. Mydroth with the slide. You'll hear it again at 5 o'clock. And that was a thing. But that inning, that bottom of the seventh, when they exploded for four runs. And when Kyle Teal hit the double, the place exploded, and Vargas is clapping for him from third base, and Teal is going nuts. And those are two young players of potential consequence the next time this team is good. Two young keepers, and they've got a few of them now. It was really cool to see those guys play well and have a good time yesterday on a very good day at the ballpark.
Vassell was really good, too.
Yeah, he got a big double play to end the eighth, mm-hmm. and then was able to stick around and finish that. How about on Saturday when Grant Taylor, or was it Friday, when Grant Taylor got the two-inning save? It was Friday, right?
Yes.
After Hauser was great again. And I guess it was Saturday. Saturday.
Yeah, Saturday for Taylor.
So Hauser threw seven great innings. His ERA is 1.90 in seven starts for the Sox. And then Grant Taylor goes two innings for the save, striking out two. It's like there are some pieces there that matter. It's pretty cool.
So what you're trying to say is that you had a really good time in Bridgeport.
I really did, Lawrence.
Yeah.
There's nothing wrong with where that ballpark is.
Yeah. I know. This is what I've been trying to explain to people for forever.
I know. I mean, riding the bike there to and from, and just the hang and the vibe, and like, it's a cute neighborhood.
It's a great neighborhood.
I know.
It's a great neighborhood, and the tentacles of that neighborhood and where it reaches and how many people are close enough to that neighborhood to get to the ballpark in a reasonable amount of time.
What's crazy is that the neighborhoods have evolved with not much thanks to the White Sox themselves as an organization.
Yeah, if you look at the way that Chinatown has kind of moved south a little bit over there, and Bronzeville, even though it's not meant to move west, and the expressway is put there specifically for that reason. Mm. But the fact that influence is coming west, it's a really wonderful neighborhood. Outside of my own, outside of Hyde Park, Bridgeport is actually where I spend a lot of time. It's the second most time spent for me is that neighborhood.
And you know me, I still really like the romantic dream of the ballpark in the South Loop on the 78 with the river access and with the opportunity to nestle into that great parcel of land. But man, yesterday I'm just reminded of how pleasant and nice it is still to go to that ballpark. And like Alex was talking about, with the two different ballparks and the two different atmospheres, all the tailgating that goes on there beforehand in those lots, it is an excellent hang. And when that team is good again, that place is going to be packed.
Yeah, I mean, whether you're talking about, I know that Armour Square,
yep,
Bridgeport, Canaryville don't have the best reputation, especially for people of color. It doesn't have a great reputation, but there's been evolution that has happened in those neighborhoods. And whether we're talking about those three places or McKinley Park, which is just west of Bridgeport, there's so many Sox fans that are just there. And they love it, and they love that is part of the identity of being a White Sox fan. If you're a fan that lives in Chatham, getting on at 83rd Street and getting off at 35th Street off of the Ryan, it's pretty easy. It's just...
Yeah, man, and up in the 500 section, I had an unbelievably great Polish with grilled onions.
That sounds great.
Dude. And it was...
you too, Alex? You got that, yourself
yes. A- so I, all the food options, oh. I'm like, what am I going to do? Because I'm on the lower concourse. So many great options. But I'm like, I have to get the staple of this ballpark.
Oh, my God.
I've been coming to this ballpark for decades, and I've been getting that very same thing. I cannot switch right now.
And I waited until the 6th, so it had been cooking for a while. So there were like some really dark onions and some dark Polishes. It was like just freaking perfect.
You leave Jay Zawoski and Joe Ostrowski out of this.
Those guys are lighter than the ones I was talking about.
That's true. They're both very fair-haired.